Save the Semantics episode fucking episode 18. There we go. Episode 18. It is January 16, 2018. About 2 weeks into the new year already. Right now, I'm on campus. Don't have a whole lot to do, so trying to kill some time before the next class, which is in a few hours. This is one of the issues I have. When it comes to like scheduling my classes or scheduling just whatever the fuck, work and whatnot, it's just sometimes there's just this pockets of time where you just like, where you just have nothing to do, or you have things to do, but you feel like if you do them at that moment, you're, I don't know. I don't know how to word it. I just think that if you feel like doing something at that moment, you try to do it and then it just kind of falls apart. You don't really make any progress within the next couple of hours or anything like that, you know? Because I do have stuff to do. I mean, I do. It's just, I don't really, I'm just not in the mood to do them right now, you know? And I have a lot of time on my hands, so I thought, you know, why not? Why not kill a little time beforehand? That's the thing about, like, prioritizing things, you know, whether that's, like, assignments and whatnot. The nice thing is that you can do them just, like, pretty much whenever you want. The issue is that there is an assignment to do, and the fact that there's a due date for that assignment, right? And obviously the incentive to do it is to pass the class and whatnot, but there's no, is it rewarding? I don't know. I mean, it should be. Sometimes it doesn't really feel rewarding. It just feels like, ah, it's just another thing that I have to do. But I guess that's just kind of how things are going to be afterwards anyway. It's just going to be a continuous assignments, you know? And I think, well, it really depends on what your work is going to be. It'll depend on what you're going to be doing. Maybe you're going to be doing some kind of thing where you have to turn in a specific amount of work, specific amount of paperwork. That's kind of shitty, but it is what it is, you know? Like, I'm not to the point where I'm, like, burned out yet, but I can feel it coming. I can feel myself being almost burned out. And it's really not, like, sometimes I feel like the workload can be part of it. But the thing is, like, so far my university experience has been much more, I wouldn't say laid back, but much more easier to handle than in high school. In high school, it was a lot more chaotic, you know? I didn't have the time to do things. I was, like, constantly busy in high school. And I am busy right now, but, like, I try to place my responsibilities in other areas outside of school, whether it's work or, I don't know, like, social aspects and whatnot. And it may not seem that much different from high school, but there's just, like, like, even in high school, like, senior year, right, everyone's burned out by the end. And I was looking forward to going to college, so, like, moving on from that was, like, a nice change of pace. But the issue is that you're still in school, you're still trying to learn something, like, you don't have, like, I don't have an established idea of what I'm gonna do in the future. Of course, I have an idea, but it's not concrete yet, you know? It's still a work in progress. So, like, you're still doing a lot of the same things. You have your class schedule, right? You go to class and you learn the material outside of class. Maybe you have a couple hours that day. You know, I go to the library or something like that and I study. And, or I go home, whatever mood I'm in. Like, if, do I feel like being in my room at the moment where it's like, where it's more comfortable in a sense, but also less comfortable for studying, because I already have so many distractions, and I'm like, I could just be fucking around on YouTube or something like that, you know? So I have to be in that kind of mindset in order to do that. But you're still basically doing a lot of similar things from high school. You're going to class and shit, you know, and that kind of isn't really changing at all. The only thing is changing is like, it could be like, you know, just like you have more, you kind of have more time on your hands, kind of, but not really. Cause like you take that shit for granted, right? Cause like sometimes it feels like it could go by, like the time just could go by incredibly fast, and you're like, oh shit, now I have to fucking do this within like a short period of time, you know? Or if you're like me, you're like, oh, okay, I have so much time on my hands, and like nothing's, I sometimes don't have a lot to do. And like, I try to study, and like, it's a good thing, right? But I just get burned the fuck out from studying, you know? Like there's only like so much time you can spend studying. And I always take, like, I always take the advice of, like, a good amount of the professors who say that, like, there's only so much of the material you can study, you know? It really depends on how you study it and, like, how, I guess how long to, right? But, like, how you study it and, like, when you started studying it, right? So if there's, like, a final within the next few weeks, and you decide to start studying a week before the final, you're still gonna be all right for the most part, but it's better to have started earlier. Just fucking basic ass bullshit. It's not anything complex or anything like that. But I think, like, I don't know. The university, what they do is like they push out like, they always, like, do, like, oh, the recommended time of studying is, like, 16 hours per class, for the class. I'm like, who the fuck actually studies that long, right? Like, let's say, like, that's gonna be, like, 4 hours a day, 4 hours for 4 days a week for one subject. That's almost one day. That's almost, like, one day dedicated to studying a single subject. You don't have time for that. You don't have the mental capacity to do that type of shit, you know? I need a lot of time for leisure. I don't know about a lot of other people, but, like, I generally need some time for leisure. So I generally try to get shit done within, like, the first, like, as soon as I can. If I don't understand the material, then I gotta fucking learn it somehow, so I do spend a decent amount of time doing it. But if I need to, if I just need time to myself sometimes, you know, like right now is a little bit of leisure. I consider this time to be for myself and not really anyone else. But I feel like I just need that. I don't want to dedicate an entire fucking day to a single subject, even if it is indicative of my future, whatever career that may be, you know? It's like, Do you really want to do that, right? Because you're already, like, maybe you don't spend a whole lot of time in class. Classes are generally a lot shorter now in comparison to high school and whatnot. But I feel that you're still spending time, right? So, I don't know. I think you obviously should do things outside of class, but you shouldn't, I don't think, you don't need that much time. I think you just need to know how to fucking understand the material. Maybe for some people, they're able to study for a large amount of time. But honestly, like, if I were to, like, okay, I'm going to set aside time and study in the library, or I'm going to, I set aside time to study in the library for about 3 hours. For those 3 hours, at least, like, 1.5 hours are gonna be, like, actual dedicated time, you know? And, like, the other half is gonna just be me, like, I don't know, just fucking around and shit, or just staring at my computer, you know? So it's, like, I feel it's best that you you set aside time and you try to make the most out of it rather than, like, I don't know. If you do have time, obviously it's good, but, like, for me, I get burnt out easily. You know, if I schedule so much time, I feel like I'm going to waste so much of it, you know? Maybe it's like you give yourself like half hour breaks in between and whatnot. But I don't know. I don't think for me at least, I feel like you just don't need to spend that much time on a single subject. Excuse me. That's just how I feel. Yeah, that's what's been going on. Talking about school. At school. For school. See, there's levels to that type of stuff right there. Right now, I'm sitting on a log. Where I'm at, there's like, it's pretty much similar to how I generally, like, the environment that I'm generally in, which is relatively, like, serene and quiet for the most part. I'm just worried that some fucker's gonna be running. I just saw a runner pass by, so I was like, no, it's not, it's nothing, nothing's going on over here. All right. It'll be kind of weirder if I was like vlogging or something like that. I've already ranted about vlogs and shit, but it's just such a weird thing. Like, I can't do that. There's a reason why I do this, like, without a camera, you know, instead of filming myself, because it's just so weird. It's like, you have to have like a certain level of narcissism for one, and a certain level of just lack of self-awareness, a lack of social awareness, you know, where you're just filming yourself fucking going about and whatnot. And that's probably a reason why I can't, like, I can't live in LA. There's other reasons why I wouldn't choose to live in LA, but that's, like, one of the other reasons, because, like, the culture, I feel like the culture there, you know. This is gonna be so stupid, because I haven't lived in LA. I'm just doing this based on my own perception, and you can probably, and anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, but based on how I feel, it's just like there's the culture there. Obviously, there's Hollywood, but there's also people that are wanting to do fucking YouTube and shit or whatever. And they always feel like there's a need to film themselves on a daily basis. And I can't do that shit, you know? I don't even do this on a daily basis, right? I don't know anyone who does a daily podcast. At least I haven't heard of anyone. I'm sure there are, but, like, I know people that do, like, weekly and bi-weekly podcasts, which is fine, right? But there's only so much you can talk about during your day, right? You're gonna get burnt the fuck out. So, I just don't know, like, I don't think it's healthy, for one, because you're revealing so much of yourself on a daily basis. You're revealing your schedule, right? You wake up in the morning, it's like, haha, what's up, guys? I'm making some fucking breakfast and shit. Like, you know, stuff like that. The most basic shit. And just your routine, where you go, what you do, you work out. And, I don't know, you hang out with people, I guess. I don't know what, like, vloggers do. Outside of that, they just kind of film themselves going on adventures every single fucking day. And I don't know, do they have other stuff? I guess they sell their merchandise, which is one thing. But I don't know, it's just kind of weird. It's like a weird culture. I mean, I'm sure there's like some, I'm sure it's cool. How do I wear this? I'm sure it's, like, cool to be in that kind of environment, because you're meeting a lot of people, a lot of, I don't know, not charismatic, but just a lot of different types of people that are wanting to be successful in the entertainment business or industry and whatnot, but I don't know, it's just, I can't imagine myself being in that type of situation. So, this is what I'm limiting myself to. I'm not seeking, like entertainment credentials or anything like that. I'm just kind of doing this for the hell of it, for the most part. I've mentioned it before. Kind of, for the most part, you know? Yeah, that's what's been going on. It's really quiet. It's kind of nice. Like, I think, That's one thing I wouldn't, like, want to, like, live in, like, the city yet, all right? There's, I guess there's a few exceptions. But for now, it's, like, I don't know, it's just, I've gotten so used to it being quiet around where I am that, that would be kind of weird just, like, adjusting to it. I'm sure I'll be fine in the long run, but for now, it's just kind of weird, I guess, weird just thinking of myself being living in the city. Like, I think it'd be dope, but it'll also depend on which city I would want to live in. There's a lot of things that you have to take into account and whatnot. Speaking of, no, that's not a good transition. But I guess there is a topic do I want to talk about the university again? I don't know. Maybe I'll talk it on the next podcast, but I don't want to be ranting about my fucking school this entire time, you know? Like, there's only so much you can rant about. No, there's a lot of shit you can rant about, you know? But I think you do take shit for granted, you know? Even if you do, you're, like, against whatever system they set up. Because for the most part, it's, like, kind of, you know, it's a little iffy. Not shady. No, it is kind of shady, too. Because if you go, like, the higher you up you go, even in an academic level, the higher up you go, the more, just, like, the less you know, and the more probability there is that someone's doing something shady. That's what I feel like. Because at, like, the bottom of the level, let's talk like the corporation or whatever. Let's talk like McDonald's, all right? Like, there could be like the McDonald's employee, right? Yeah, employee. Like, they could have, like, I don't know. They could have some kind of criminal record, right? They could have they could have a criminal record, drug-related history and whatnot, and that's a little shady, right? But, like, that in itself is not the worst thing ever, you know? If you're caught selling or doing shit, like, it's bad, of course, but it's not the biggest thing ever, right? But, like, the higher up you go, right? Like, the manager, right? The manager overlooks the employees in a specific McDonald's, right? He could have something up his sleeve. You never know, right? He could be, like, doing some shit, right? He could be neglecting to pay or take care of his employees, right? And then from there, I don't know, the owner of the McDonald's chain. I don't know how it works. But, you know, as you go, and then once you reach the CEO, right, you never know what they're doing, right? They're probably going to have some illegal offshore account in Panama, and they're just fucking stowing away all that money there, because the tax overseas is much lower than the taxes over here, so essentially they're losing less money in the long run. I'm saying this like I know what I'm talking about, but this is like pretty bare bones shit right here. But yeah, but like the higher you go, the more higher you go in a fucking corporation chain, is that a biker coming? Oh shit, bitch. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Like the more, fucking, God damn it, what's the word? Okay, he passed by. The more fucking shadier, what's the word? God damn it. The more reasons they have for doing to elicit some kind of illegal activities, you know, for their own benefit, to be a greedy asshole, stuff like that. I feel like that's just the way it is. The more power you hold, the more likely you are to commit some kind of, or just do something fucking shitty, right? I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. Because, you know, they have more influence, they have more money, they're able to take control of certain things. And that's just how the world runs in some cases. You know, I've never met anyone who's like, I've read these stories on, I hate mentioning Reddit because it's just like, ah, fuck. It makes me feel so unoriginal, you know? That's one of the issues that I have with Reddit. It's like, and I feel like a lot of people can vouch for this, but like, when you go through like it's kind of nice to be like part of like a community and whatnot, especially like the smaller communities that's like under like, I don't know, maybe like 50,000, less than like 100,000 subscribers and whatnot. But like there's, when you get to like the larger, communities, the ones that are on the front page, it's like you have all these that are like, there's just so many opinions, you know? And like they could be, it's like both beneficial and harmful, because for one, I feel like it hinders my own like opinions, because there's only so many opinions that people can have, like, oh, this shit's controversial, but he has a good point, you know? And everybody kind of latches onto it and takes it for their own. And sometimes I feel that way. It's like, it's hard not to, right? It's like, oh yeah, why didn't I think of that? Like, this guy spelled it out way better than I would have, so why don't I just kind of take that opinion as my own, right? Because I agree with everything that that person says, and I don't really, I feel like I don't really have anything to add on to that, right? So it's like, why the fuck not? Why wouldn't I, like take that opinion as my own, right? So it's like, that's like one of the things that I feel is like detrimental in a sense. Not only Reddit either, like I'm talking like it could be any social network where it's very opinionated. There's a lot of discussion going on between people, and it kind of dictates how a lot of other people feel. One user could say something, and 1,000 other people could agree with that, right? So immediately, there's already this clump of people that agree with one another. And another person might make another comment, and maybe another few hundred agree with that comment, right? There's just these, like, clumps of people that are just, like, agreeing with each other. And then what happens after that, you get, like, a circle jerk of people fucking just agreeing with each other. And that translates outside of that network also, right? It translates into reality. And then someone else says something. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just I feel like it hinders my own sense of opinion or identity, right? Because then you can't, like, I feel like you can't come up with your own thought or whatever, right? This is like, this is not like, I don't know, it's not, like I said, it's not a bad thing. It's just weird, because like everyone's just gonna be relying on other people, right? Like we're all gonna just be kind of, we're all dependent on each other to explain certain things. And I just don't think that's like great, you know? And sometimes I wish that I could just kind of just log off in a sense, right? I'm not addicted to any of these things at all, but you're kind of sucked into it because like there's just so many people there. You're like, why the fuck not? There's already a community there. Why can't anyone's really free to join it? So you're not obligated, but you feel inclined to join that type of community and agree with everyone else's opinions and stuff like that. So I think it's hard to avoid it because like I have to use the internet for shit. I have to use it for work and assignments and whatnot, you know? So like everything is just on there now. And it's hard to avoid being in that kind of environment. It's not that hard. It's just because I'm already there that you can't leave, right? Like if I deleted all of my accounts and I don't use Facebook anymore for one of those reasons, and also because I don't think it's worth it, but I don't have a Twitter because I feel like that kind of environment is chaotic and somewhat unhealthy, right? And basically the only thing I have is like a Reddit account. And I don't know, but maybe in the future, whenever that may be, like I might just eventually delete it. It's not a big deal, right? But you're just like, one of the reasons I have it is because like I'm updated. Like I get to see, you know, sports and shit like that. I think I'll probably just have it for like sports and like movies and shit like that. But for like much more opinionated subreddits, like, you know, often asked Reddit, there's a lot of interesting shit on there, but sometimes you're just kind of like, you're just kind of taken aback by how much information there it is on there. So I'm just rambling now. I feel like I've gone for a decent amount of time, but I think to take away from this episode is that you should delete your Reddit account. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I think it's fine if you feel like you're not getting any negative influence from other people on those things, it's fine. But I feel you should try to be more independent of your own thoughts, you know? Just don't take everyone else's ideas for granted. Do some research, whatever. I don't know. This has been Save the Semantics. I'll see you guys, sometime later.